Welcome to the daily VFN Radio Highlights, where we're keeping the conversation light at VFNTV.com. Enjoy.
Today, we need to understand where we're at. This is what the Word of God says. He says that this is what God's Word says. My people, God's people, are destroyed for a lack of knowledge, which means we just didn't know. So you want to know, even when it hurts, and it's difficult to hear news that you don't want to, you know, just tell me good news. And it's like, that's what Jesus said. That's what the false prophets did. He said they always would tell good news. Ahab, King Ahab, he had an issue with hearing truth, and so he just wanted to hear words that made him feel good. And he would lock up truth tellers. He would lock up prophets who told him the truth. Mm. And when Elijah would come his way, he's like, oh, great. I mean, he had that attitude towards truth. And so he thought, if I don't listen to truth, it doesn't exist. It does. It did. And we're talking about him today because he has the viewpoint. And so Jesus said, just beware when all men speak
well of you,
and all speak. It's all everything's perfect all the time. And the reality is, as long as we're humans, we need.
Hello.
Do not despise the Lord's discipline, he tells us, which means we have a tendency to wonder or make mistakes, and outside the grace of God, you know, I wouldn't be here. No, Pat maybe, but me, I may be really rough. And I think you walked on water getting here, didn't you, John?
clouds.
That's what it was. It was clouds. But it's just like, you know, I like the fact that this when I first gave my life to the Lord, I was going to go to a Christian college, actually, and I wanted to learn about Jesus. And when I put in my application, you know, the phone rings and the Christian college is going to talk to me, and they tell me, well, you haven't been saved long enough. And I'm like, my very first desire to get deeper in Jesus, to learn more about Jesus, I was told that I couldn't do it. And kind of strange, even though that particular Christian college is not in existence anymore.
No, it's not.
Right. Which means that's probably good. I don't have that in mind. Anyway, so then, but I remember going through, because you have all those struggles, you know, you always have those struggles, but you have this struggle when you're a brand new Christian, you're thinking, you know, somebody help me from me. I mean, that was John's testimony.
Mm-hmm.
And I looked over in the classroom. I was going to a college at that point, a secular college, because the Christian college didn't accept me. So I look over at this particular guy that was a Christian, I guess. I didn't know at that time. And on his pen, he had this pen he was wearing to school at the college. And it said, Christians aren't perfect. They're forgiven. Mm. And that just so ministered to me because, you know, you're that, you know, and that ministers to me now, actually. But just knowing that the fact that, you know, knowing that, that means Pat could be saved. Man, you know, right. It just opens up all kinds of possibilities. You know,
it's a big paradigm
with duct tape and tricycle in his hand. I mean, he can be, you know, totally saved. No, seriously. And it's like, that's right. What happens? So we enter into a religious spirit and we start thinking that our works are saving us. And God will take us right back to those moments in time that says, oh, yeah, the only difference is I'm forgiven. That's the only difference. And this is what the Word of God says. He says, as a Christian, that we have, this is the right that we have as Christians, is first of all to deny ourselves, but to be able to confess our sins. So he says, you know, if you say you're without sin, you're a liar. 1 John 1:9, right?
Mm-hmm.
So you can't say that you're sinless. I remember I was in, was that you in my office years ago, and somebody came into the office and somebody had just gotten saved. I mean, they just got saved, just fresh in the Lord. And family members out of the middle of nowhere were very religious.
Oh, yeah.
And all of a sudden, and they're in this viewpoint expression. And all of a sudden, now they just wanted these people, and they just came aggressively after them. And so I was, talking. I was just shocked. It's like, where did you come from? How did this, you know, these people just gave their life to the Lord? And what it was religion was immediately coming in to take these folks from the Lord.
To snuff it out.
And so he was talking to me, and he was like, you know, talking from this sinless viewpoint.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm thinking, well, I guess it's possible. Let me ask the question. I said, I said, well, have you ever sinned? And he just got silent. And I'm thinking, everything he just said, you know, because he was coming from a religious spirit viewpoint. And it's like, how can you be saying what you're saying? I'm like, don't we all sin and we all fall short? It's what's in our heart. What's, you know, and this is what he says in 1 John 1:9. He says, if you say you're without sin, you're a liar. And he just stopped and he just stared at me. But by the way, he did eventually destroy this, mm-hmm. this couple that just gave their life to the Lord. And by the way, Satan comes in immediately to destroy, just so you know that Jesus said that. So you got to brace yourself, get close to other believers, people that are walking with the Lord who understand that you can be taken. And as a matter of fact, we have a whole segment on taken that you can go back and listen or watch. And, it's not just you can be taken. And so he says in 1 John 1:9, he says, if you say you're without sin, you're a liar. So if somebody says, you know, or the enemy even tells you, you look at somebody and you go, they're perfect. They're never failed. Well, you just believe Satan's viewpoint of that person, because if they didn't say that to you, then that's not what they're saying. That's what the enemy's telling you. And quite often people buy into that. Because it gives them a permission in their own mind to say, you know what, they're not perfect, therefore I can sin. But then you're consciously making a choice to sin. But he says, if you say you're without sin, you know, you're a liar. But he says, but if you confess your sin, think about this. In other words, when we sin, you know, that prior to being a believer, when you sin, you were like, wow, that was great, I'm going to do it again. Right? Mm-hmm. Is there other ways I can do that? Is there a way to incorporate sin in everything I do? But when you're a believer and you sin, you feel bad about it. You just feel like, oh my goodness, you know, I've sinned against the Lord, like David said. And, you know, if you would just, you know, forgive me, cleanse me with hyssop, as he talked about, and restore me, then I'll teach other people your way. It's a whole different response. It's like a pig versus a sheep falling into mud. They have different responses. Mm-hmm. You know, the pig goes, whoa, this is great. I think I'll live my life here. And a sheep goes, get me out of here. You know, get me out of here. And so he says, but if you confess your sins, he's faithful and just to forgive you of your sins and cleanse you from all the mud, all the unrighteousness. So I want to encourage you today to remember that pen that encouraged me, that as a believer, we're always, the difference between us and them is him, the fact that Jesus has forgiven us. And so that means this, that we shouldn't be judging them in the context of where they're walking in to their viewpoint of some law. We should be telling them about the good news of Jesus Christ, that they can be saved and they can be forgiven too, and they can be part of the family of God. And that's how you know we have a tendency in our own, like the Church of Galatia did, to begin to walk in works. And, you know, what began because you believed, now you're trying to fulfill it in the flesh. And so I just want to encourage you today, if that's you, if you've been, you know, trapped, if you've been bogged down, if you're muddy, and you were once walking with the Lord and the enemy's told you that it's over, it's not over. You can actually say, you know what, Jesus? I've sinned. I've turned away from you. I've done these things, and I want to come back. And this is what Jesus said. He said, kill the fatted calf, because the one that was dead is now alive. He said, this is what he said. He said, let's have a party. Let's celebrate. So think about that. A religious mindset would say, I'm just glad to be here, you know. Put him over there. He made a mistake. Mm-hmm. Don't pay attention to him. You know, don't look his way. Don't give him any kind looks, you know, whatever religion would do. And, but Jesus said, he's forgiven. Mm-hmm. He was dead. He's alive. Let's just have a party.
Right.
And so think about that whole mindset. It's like, wait a minute. Maybe you're missing a party. God wants to have a party for you. It begins with repentance and acknowledging that sin is sin. You know, as a matter of fact, I want you just to even pray it with me right now. I want you to pray it with me right now. I want you just to pray. Just repeat it after me. We're gonna bring you out of the pigsty. We're gonna bring you back home, and I'm gonna bring you into the party. To say, dear Jesus, that's right. Repeat it after me. Dear Jesus, thank you for dying for my sins. I confess that I have sinned. I have fallen short. Forgive me. I turn back to you. And I commit to following your ways. I want you to be the Lord of my life. In Jesus' name. That's how simple it is. Welcome back. Go to meetmyfather.org, meetmyfather.org, and we can tell you a little of our stories, but also bring you into the family. Maybe there's a local church or a pastor that you can get up with and say, you know what, I just came back. Where's my party? And if they don't celebrate you coming back, find somebody who will. You've just been listening to the highlights from VFN-TV and the Dated Radio program, where we're keeping the conversation light. Listen or watch more programs and check out the VFN Torch at VFNTV.com. Don't forget about our VFN-TV app, where no matter where you are, you can take the light with you and share with your friends. We want to thank our sponsors and partners who make this program possible. Take the time and support our sponsors. You can locate them at VFNTV.com and select sponsors. If you'd like to become a sponsor or a partner, you can do so at VFNTV.com. VFN TV and the Daily Radio Program, where we're keeping the conversation light.